Hello and welcome to my podcast, Managing and Living with Anxiety. My name is Flora Hickey and I'm a mental health nurse working in the acute mental health ward. In this podcast, I'm going to discuss anxiety, managing and living with anxiety. Working in the acute mental health ward, I have always had an interest in anxiety and how it affects people and what I, as a healthcare worker, can do to help people experiencing anxiety. So what is anxiety? Anxiety can be defined as an emotion characterized by feelings of tension, worried thoughts, and physical changes. In this podcast, I'm going to discuss the different types of anxiety, the negative and positive aspects of anxiety, the symptoms and treatment and self-help options for people experiencing anxiety. I'm also going to speak to my colleague, Cara Murphy, who works in acute ward, and she will discuss some of the groups we provide on the ward to help reduce anxiety. So throughout our lives, we have all heard of anxiety. It is common and affects everyone at different points of their lives. We have all experienced anxiety at some stage of our lives, whether it's doing an exam or an interview. We might experience anxiety when meeting new people or doing something new or attending a medical appointment or a medical procedure. In recent times, we have heard of the huge impact COVID-19 has had on people's lives and how this has increased the level of anxiety people are experiencing. Two studies from last year have shown the increased rate of anxiety in the Irish population. Maynooth University and Trinity College completed a study in March and April 2020 of 1,000 people and found that 20% reported experiencing clinically meaningful anxiety. Another study done by the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland surveyed 195 psychiatrists in May and June 2020, and this study found an increase to referrals for generalised anxiety 79%. It is interesting in that anxiety can have negative and positive responses. Anxiety is an emotional state that can work for us as well as work against us. Anxiety helps us to identify and respond to danger in the fight or flight mode, which we've all heard of. It can help stimulate action and creativity. It can help us to deal with difficult challenges. This is the anxiety that we all experience day to day and can have a positive aspect on our lives. Anxiety can become a problem when there is no obvious reason for it, and this can be a negative aspect in our lives. So what causes anxiety? The exact cause of anxiety is not fully understood, although it's likely that a combination of several factors play a role. Research has suggested these may include overactivity in areas of the brain involved in emotions and behaviour, an imbalance of the brain chemicals serotonin, which is involved in the control and regulation of mood, the genes you inherit from your parents. You're estimated to be 5 times more likely to develop anxiety if you have a close relative with the condition, having a history of stressful or traumatic experiences such as domestic violence, child abuse or bullying, having a painful long-term health condition such as arthritis, or having a history of drug or alcohol misuse. However, many people develop anxiety for no apparent reason. The most common type of anxiety would be generalized anxiety disorder, which can cause you to feel anxious about a wide range of situations and issues, feel anxious about most days, and can cause both psychological and physical symptoms. Some of the physical symptoms include a rapid heart rate, rapid breathing, sweating or trembling, poor concentration, difficulty getting to sleep and staying asleep, dry mouth and difficulty swallowing. Anxiety can affect your behaviours and feelings. It can make you feel irritable. You can experience low mood and can make you feel in bad form. It can make you feel worrying and always feeling that something bad is going to happen, needing constant reassurance, avoiding situations that could trigger your anxiety, and avoiding people such as your friends and families. There are different types of anxiety, such as social anxiety, panic disorder, and separation anxiety. So if you feel anxiety is affecting your life, how can you help yourself, and how can we as healthcare workers help people experiencing anxiety? The first step is, how can you help yourself? Small little changes can make a huge difference. Some self-care tips are: look after your physical health, take part in physical activity. Exercise can be really helpful for your mental well-being. Low to moderate physical exercise can reduce anxiety and have both short and long-term benefits effects on psychological health. Studies on precipitation and leisure activities have shown improvements in self and life satisfaction, which helps in reducing anxiety. Try to get enough sleep. Sleep can give you the energy to cope with different feelings and experiences. Healthy diet, eating regularly and eating healthy foods can make a difference in your mood and energy levels. Keeping a diary or notes of your feelings. Make a note of what happens when you get anxious. This could help you spot patterns in what triggers these experiences. Also, making notes of positive things in your life helps you overcome negative thoughts. Relaxation techniques can also help reduce anxiety. My colleague Cara is now going to discuss some of these techniques.
Hello, I'm now joined by Cara Murphy, a staff nurse working acute mental health ward. She's going to give information on groups which are provided on the ward to help reduce anxiety. Hello Cara, thank you for joining me today.
Hello.
Can you tell us some of the groups provided on the ward?
Yeah, so the ward I work in has a relaxation group which takes place on the ward daily. This group includes deep breathing exercises. Breathing exercises help to slow down a person's heart rate and reduce blood pressure. This would help the person feel calm and relaxed. A simple breathing technique would be: inhale slowly and deeply through your nose and keep your shoulders relaxed. Exhale slowly through your mouth. As you blow air out, purse your lips slightly but keep your jaw relaxed. If you repeat this exercise and do it for several minutes, you should feel much more relaxed. The relaxation group also includes visualization exercises. Learning to visualize something can distract you from anxious thoughts and instruct your body to relax. An example of visualization exercise is thinking of somewhere that makes you feel relaxed, such as a beach or your favorite spot or your favorite place in your house, such as your garden. Close your eyes and imagine yourself in this space. Remain in this scene for 5 to 10 minutes. During this time, breathe deeply and relax your muscles. This relaxation group takes place daily on the ward.
Thanks, Cara, for that information. Do you think people benefit from this relaxation group?
Yes. Following the relaxation group, people tend to be calmer and have a clearer mind. It aids positive thinking, concentration, memory, and decision making.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Cara.
No problem.
So, as Cara has discussed, relaxation and breathing techniques and other simple techniques such as listening to music, reading, watching television, doing yoga can also help reduce anxiety. There are everyday activities that we often don't think twice about, but I've seen huge benefits in people to help them reduce their anxiety. When your mind feels overloaded with thoughts or stress, it helps to pay attention to what is around you. Focus on what is going on around you. This can bring you back into the moment. Also, focusing on your feelings. Take a moment to focus on your feelings. This can change how you feel. If anxiety is affecting your daily life and causing you distress, you should discuss it with your GP, who can refer you to the appropriate services or may prescribe you medication. I'm now going to discuss the psychological interventions such as mindfulness. Mindfulness focuses on changing the relationship between the person and his or her thoughts. It is the practice of paying attention to what is happening in the present moment. The benefits of mindfulness helps bring you into the present to focus on what's happening at this moment. Studies into mindfulness behavioural therapy have found the approach has a strong positive effect upon mood and symptoms of people with anxiety disorder. Another therapy is cognitive behavioural therapy. Cognitive behavioural therapy helps you manage your problems by thinking more positive. Cognitive behavioural therapy is based on the idea that the way you think about a situation affects how you act. Your actions then affect the way you think and feel. So it is necessary to change both thinking and what you do at the same time. Both mindfulness and cognitive behavioural therapy is based on cognitive behavioural approaches and aims to help the person experiencing anxiety achieve a level of recovery whereby they are able to understand the nature of their anxiety and what is happening to them. They are then helped to develop the necessary skills to tolerate and cope with anxiety by challenging unhelpful thinking, evaluating their symptoms, and managing self-exposure to the source of their anxiety. Anxiety can be very distressing. It can lead to negative thinking, but utilising self-care tips and therapies, as I have discussed, can help develop the necessary skills to tolerate and cope with anxiety. I hope you found this podcast beneficial in helping you manage and live with your anxiety. Thank you for listening.